the biggest issues that I hear that people are concerned about are job losses in Roanoke Valley. They're very concerned about the impact that's going to have throughout this district on our schools and our quality of life. Yes, the other issue I hear about is the impact of Medicaid expansion and how it has negatively impacted so many people. They've lost their insurance policies, and now they're faced with new policies that have very high premiums and very high deductibles. So they're either going without insurance or they're buying expensive insurance and can't afford to go to the doctor.
You know, Governor McCall, he's always talking about expanding Medicaid. How important is it, do you think, for the Republicans to maintain control of the Senate so that there's not even more pressure to make a change like that?
I think it's very important that the Republicans maintain control of the Senate. They passed a very responsible budget this last session, and we would address Medicaid expansion from a point of view of providing health care for all Virginians in an affordable, accessible, and here's the really important thing, sustainable method.
What are your top two or three issues that you would like to work on if you're elected?
Sure. My top issue really is economic development. Because as a former small business owner, I realize what it takes to create a pro-business environment where we can attract jobs here. We need to be able to start, grow, and just as importantly, keep our businesses in Western Virginia. I'm passionate about education because I know the difference that it made in my life and my children's lives. It's why I still volunteer in our city public schools and serve on the Board of Visitors at Virginia Tech. And I believe that education and workforce training is going to be the key to moving our district forward. I think we can improve education here by keeping our control at a local level so that we can match the education of our students with their needs and their parents' desires. I also think that we need to look at ways of making higher education more affordable. And I've worked very hard on that as a member of the Board of Visitors at Virginia Tech by resisting budgets that raise in-state tuition at a higher rate than out-of-state tuition. I took a hard vote against that and also advocated to bring to the board options to not increase in-state tuition at a higher rate than out-of-state.
What is your position in light of everything that's happened recently on background checks or further gun control? Or does something need to be done?
I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, and I believe that gun owners need to be very responsible in their gun ownership. And really, there's nothing in the proposed legislation that would have prevented these tragedies from happening. I think as a culture, we need to look at the role that violence plays in entertainment and video games. And, of course, we need to focus on mental health issues in a very serious way. And as a physician, I feel uniquely qualified to address that. The responsibility is going to rest with all of us when we see someone, a friend or a loved one, who's spiraling downward, whether it's from addiction or anger or hopelessness, that we step in and help them get the care that they need early on when it can be effective, and that we really destigmatize mental health care and are able to take care of these people.
Mountain Valley Pipeline, you came out recently opposing it, and it seemed like the reason really was, Nancy, that they've been kind of slow to disclose information. Is that the reason? I mean, are there any circumstances under which you would endorse the Mountain Valley Pipeline?
My original hope had been that the Mountain Valley Pipeline and the landowners could work together and find a mutually agreeable way to move forward if this was going to help us with our economic development. But as a state senator, the ultimate thing I would have to protect is land rights, and that's the issue that caused me to oppose it. When I saw companies from out of state suing our residents and our small businesses to come onto their property.
What are you hearing about why people may be ready for a change?
The main thing that I'm hearing is that people feel like 20 years is long enough and that we really have not accomplished a lot over the past 20 years. They're concerned about jobs leaving, schools struggling, and they really are ready for a change, and they see me as someone who has some real-life experiences as a surgeon and a small business owner, as a wife and a mom, and someone who's been very involved in this community over the past 30 years. And they see me as someone who can bring that new vision and new leadership to this district. I think my background as a small business owner is very important because we have to create a pro-business environment here so we can start, grow, and keep businesses in Western Virginia.
They keep talking about that and, you know, creating an entrepreneurial atmosphere and access to capital and all that. And, you know, even here just in the Roanoke Valley, how do we do that? I mean, what helps open the floodgates, do you think? Is it lower taxation, more affordable higher ed, or technical training? Is there one particular magic bullet?
As a former small business owner, I can tell you there is no one magical silver bullet that's going to turn our economy around. What we have to look at is what's called the cost of doing business if we're going to create jobs. And the cost of doing business is determined by our taxes, our regulations, our economic climate, the quality of life, and our growth potential. Those are the things that you can address in the General Assembly to make Western Virginia a place where people want to start, grow, and keep their businesses here.